תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך וו, חלק ת'
Study of the Ten Sefirot. We're reading item 33 on what are the two lower ones of Abba ve'ima, of Arich Anpin of Yetzirah. Reading the explanation for the words, again in item 33. Again, part 16 in Hebrew, page 2047 in Hebrew. There's no English text for this. Reading the explanation for the words, item 33, what are the two bottom ones of Arich Anpin of Yetzirah? What are the two lower ones of Arich Anpin of Yetzirah? The world of Bri'ah receives only the illumination of Raglin, of the Pertsufim of Atzilut, because Atik of Bri'ah receives from Nehi of Atik of Atzilut, Arich Anpin of Bri'ah receives from Nehi of Arich Anpin of Atzilut, etc. Indeed, when he of Atik illuminate in Bri'ah, they come with their clothing, which are Chagat of Arich Anpin, because Nehi of Atik are clothed in Chagat of Arich Anpin in Atzilut. Therefore, in the world of Bri'ah, where all of the Nehi of Arich Anpin shine there, and also all the Nehi of Atik, Chagat of Arich Anpin become a clothing for Atik, as they were in Atzilut. And all of the Nehi of Arich Anpin clothe in Abba ve'Ima and Zon in Bri'ah. Indeed, in the world of Yetzirah, where only the middle thirds shine with the bottom thirds of Nehi of Atik, and also of Nehi of Arich Anpin, and the top thirds of Nehi are missing there, the two thirds of Nehi of Atik end up taking with them the upper thirds of Nehi of Arich Anpin that clothe them in Atzilut, because the middle third of Nehi of Atik are clothed from Chazeh and below of Arich Anpin. That is, also in the upper thirds of Nehi. Therefore, it is considered that those upper thirds of Nehi of Arich Anpin do not belong to Arich Anpin, but they are only a clothing of Atik. Therefore, it becomes a revealed Reisha, Rosh, which is a clothing to Radla of Yetzirah. And only the third two discernments of Nehi of Arich Anpin, who are the middle thirds and the bottom thirds of Nehi of Arich Anpin, are those that clove in Abba ve'Ima. Again, what are the bottom two thirds of Arich Anpin of Yetzirah?
The world of Bri'ah receives only the illumination of Raglin, the Partzufi Atzilut, because Atik de Bri'ah receives from Nehi de Atik de Atzilut. Arich Anpin de Bri'ah receives from Nehi de Arich Anpin de Atzilut, etc. Indeed, when Nehi de Atik illuminate in Bri'ah, they come with their clothings, which are Chagat de Arich Anpin, because Nehi de Atik are clothed in Chagat de Arich Anpin in Atzilut. And therefore, in Olam Bri'ah, where all the Nehi de Arich Anpin illuminate there, and so all the Nehi de Atik become the Chagat de Arich Anpin become the clothing for Atik, just as they were in Atzilut. And all the Nehi de Arich Anpin clothed in Abba ve'Ima and Zon de Bri'ah. Indeed, in the world of Yetzirah, where only the middle thirds illuminate, along with the lower thirds of Nehi de Atik, and also in Nehi de Arich Anpin, and the upper thirds of Nehi are missing there, the two thirds of Nehi de Atik take with them the upper thirds of Nehi de Arich Anpin and clothe them in Atzilut, because the middle thirds of Nehi de Atik are clothed from Chazeh and below the Arich Anpin, meaning also in the upper thirds of Nehi. Therefore, it is discerned that the upper thirds of Nehide Arichanpin do not belong to Arichanpin, rather only as a clothing for Atik. Therefore, it becomes a revealed Resha, Rosh, which is a clothing for Radla de Yitzira. Only the two bottom Bechinot of Nehide Arichanpin, which are the middle thirds, and the bottom thirds of Nehide Arichanpin, clothed in Abba Ve'ima. Meaning, he explains to us where the Rosh comes to us suddenly in these degrees. There is this Bechina that is not covered by a Bechina that usually accompanies it. And so it is revealed as the revealed Rosh. We should picture this. Read on. We should repeat this with a drawing. Item 34. What is prominent and comes out of the guf? Ishsut, which is from Chazeh below of Abba Ve'ima, is discerned to be the betin of Abba Ve'ima, which is stands out, prominent, comes out of the guf of Abba Ve'ima. The guf of Abba Ve'ima is as the covered chasadim, and no restriction controls them. Indeed, Abba brought the ima outside because of her son, because Ishsut, which is ima, received into them the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, in order to extend the correction and mochin to Zon. Therefore, this bump when Yishut comes out of the guf of Abba Ve'ima is not due to themselves, because Yishut too is Bina, like Abba Ve'ima, and no restriction applies in them. Rather, this bump, meaning the restriction, is like a woman who's pregnant when her stomach it stands out of her body and distances from her body. That's because the embryo is in it, not because of herself. And so it is, because of Yishsut being the root to Zon, and Zon to them is like pregnancy, therefore it comes out of their own body, their own guf, meaning the covered chasadim, and they extend the revealed chasadim for Zon, which is the embryo. And by that, they too were restricted, because therefore the second restriction controls them too. Again, well, these are easier stuff. Again, what stands out and comes out of the guf, the body? Ishsut, which is from Chazen below of Abba Ve'ima, is discerned to be like the stomach of Abba Ve'ima, which is prominent. It comes out of the guf of Abba Ve'ima, because the guf of Abba Ve'ima is the discernment of covered chasadim, and no restriction controls them. Indeed, Abba brought the ima outside because of her son, because Ishsut, which is ima, received into them the second restriction in order to extend the correction and moch into Zon, as it is known. Therefore, it is discerned that this bump, when Ishsut comes out of the guf of Abba Ve'ima, is not due to themselves, because Ishsut too is the bina, like Abba Ve'ima, and there is no restriction that applies in them, only the protrusion. Meaning the tzimtzum, the restriction, is like a woman who's pregnant, that has a stomach that stands out of her body. It has a distance from her own body, and it's because of the embryo, not because of herself. This is because Ishsut are the root for Zon, and Zon is like pregnancy. Therefore, Ishsut protrudes their own body, meaning it has distance from covered chasadim. They extend the revealed chasadim for Zon, which are the embryo. And by that, they too were restricted because the second restriction controls them too.
Look how life inside, they begin to happen specifically inside the restriction, thanks to the restriction. But there, the restriction itself does not have any control. Restriction all around and inside, no restriction. Okay, no. Read it again.
Again, item 34. What protrudes and comes out of the body? The guf. Ishsut, which is from Chazeh and below of Abba Ve'ima, is discerned to be the stomach of Abba Ve'ima, which protrudes and comes out of the guf of Abba Ve'ima. Because the guf of Abba Ve'ima is covered chasadim, and no restriction controls them. Indeed, Abba brought Ima outside because of her son, because Ishsut, which is Ima, received into them the second restriction in order to extend tikkun, correction, and mochin to zon, as it is known. Therefore, it is discerned that this protrusion, when Ishsut comes out, grows some distance from the guf of Abba Ve'ima, is not due to themselves, because Ishsut too is Bina, like Abba Ve'ima, and no restriction applies in them. But this protrusion, meaning the restriction, is like a woman who's pregnant, whose belly is protruded outside and distances, grows some distance from her body. This is because of the embryo which is in her belly, not due to herself. And so it is when Ishsut are the root for Zon, and Zon for them is like pregnancy. Therefore, Ishsut protrudes and comes out of themselves, meaning from the covered chasadim. They extend the revealed chasadim for Zon, which is the embryo. And by that, they too are restricted, because the second restriction controls them too.
You're not fully there. Yeah, next. A little more.
Item 35. What is the upper Bechina of Yetzirah? Every Nehi is divided for to three-thirds, as we know. And Nehi De'arichanpin all illuminate only in Bria. But in the world of Yetzirah, there are only two bottom thirds of Nehi, which are the middle and the bottom ones. And the upper Bechina of Nehi De'arichanpin, meaning the upper thirds of his Nehi, are extended to Yetzirah only as a clothing for the middle thirds of Nehi De'atik, and not as Arichanpin itself. Therefore, they become Reisha Megule, revealed Rosh, because only Atik clothes in them. And also, you can see it in answer 30.
Again.
Again, what is the upper Bechina of Arichanpin Yetzirah? All of Nehi divide into three-thirds.
This is in general.
And Nehi de Arichanpin all illuminate only in Bria.
Meaning, Arichanpin has Nehi, and these Nehi shine in the world of Bria, below the Parsa. But
in the world of Yetzirah, there are only the bottom two-thirds of Nehi, which are the middle ones and the lower ones.
Of Arichanpin.
And the upper Bechina of Nehi de Arichanpin, meaning the upper three-thirds of his Nehi, are attracted to Yetzirah only as a clothing to the middle thirds of Nehi De'atik.
They shine in Bria, and to the world of Yetzirah, they are drawn only to be as clothing to the middle thirds.
And not as Arichanpin itself. And therefore, they became Resha Megule, revealed Rosh, because only Atik clothes in them.
Questions? Okay, you're a little blocked today, okay?
Regarding the previous item.
No, don't confuse us with the previous item.
Okay, sorry. Regarding this item, it's not clear what the role of Patsuf Atik is.
Atik shines below the taboo, in Keter Vatzilut. More?
Rav, can I ask a general question about the clothing?
No, on that.
What does it mean that when the in Ari Chanpin, its upper third is like a clothing for Yetzirah? What's it mean?
Yeah, it's a previous item, not now.
It's written here.
Every Nehi divides into three thirds. And the Nehi of Ari Chanpin, all of them shine only in Bria. All the Nehi of Ari Chanpin shine in Bria. But in the world of Yetzirah, there is only the two lower thirds of Nehi of Ari Chanpin, which are the middle ones and the lower ones. Yeah, the two lower thirds of Nehi of Ari Chanpin. They are also in the world of Yetzirah. And the upper discernment, upper b'china of Nehi of Ari Chanpin, meaning the upper third of his Nehi, they were drawn to Yetzirah only as clothing to the middle thirds of Nehi of Atik, and not as Ari Chanpin itself. Therefore, they became a revealed head, Resha Megule, because only Atik clothes in them. Meaning, we don't have another clothing, so it's called a revealed head. Okay, we didn't really learn about it. Yes, Gilad.
Ari Chanpin ends in the Parsa.
Ari Chanpin ends on Parsa, yeah.
Now we see that below the Parsa there's an illumination of Ari Chanpin and Batik that comes down.
Atik, Ari Chanpin, sure.
What's the connection between these two influences below the Parsa? Atik going down and Ari Chanpin that illuminates below.
This is a connection of control. If it shines by itself, then it controls. It's in control. If it shines in a place where it seemingly doesn't need to shine because you have the parsa, then it's doing it according to the place that it draws, that it invites, and it determines. Meaning, those parts of Nehi of Atik, of Ari Chanpin, when they shine below the Parsa in the worlds of Bia, they shine in order to awaken the souls that are there, the broken souls mainly, in order to bring them up to join Atzilut.
So what's the different influence on the souls, the neshamot, which are in Bia, from the illumination of Ari Chanpin and the descent of Atik below?
No, first of all, from Atik, we have something called Dadei Behema, the udders of a beast, translated. They are a result of Tanhi of Atik that shine below, and they awaken the souls. Because Atik is first restriction, has nothing to do with second restriction. Therefore, it can shine even to the shattered vessels. Because they too are seemingly without the second restriction and without the corrections. And Atik can shine to them and awaken them to correction. They don't know it's for correction. They simply awaken. This illumination comes from above, and I suddenly feel that I have a connection to the essence of creation, the purpose of creation, godliness, the system, why am I alive? Where do I get such questions? They come to us, all of them, they all shine to me from Atik, and then later from Ari Chanpin. And they make me think about something higher. How? I, a shattered one, that according to my nature, I only think about what I'm lacking right this moment, nothing more than that. I have no surrounding lights, nothing. How can I think of something higher than that? Specifically because of the illumination of Atik, it shines on me from a very high place. But what does it mean? High place. There are corrections for my true will to receive. There I can find the true corrections. That's why one belongs to the other. Along the way, the patsufim that exist between me and Atik, they're not for me. I don't understand them. They engage in various corrections, how much to give and who to give and who to help and who to unite and connect. It kind of goes over my head. Whereas Atik speaks to me, speaks about me, about the correction of the will to receive by itself, and not correction, but rather what is this will to receive connected to? What is it receiving after the correction? Oh, what is it receiving? Receiving. You hear the word receive. After, I don't care about after the correction, but receiving, that I want. You want the purpose of creation? Sure, bring it. You want to know everything, to be everywhere? Of course. But for that, you need correction. No, don't tell me about that. That's how it works. That's why the illumination of the Dei Be'ema, the two lower thirds of Tanhi of Atik, this is the first awakening we receive. How did we get here? Only thanks to that. That's how it is. What is the beten of Ima, the stomach of Ima?
What is the beten of Ima, the stomach of Ima? Item 36, the place of the rooting, the root of the restriction. The second restriction is called the beten of Ima, because Ima is Havaya de Sag. The Yud Kei in her is the discernment of the opera of Ima and the Tamim of Sag, which have no part of the second restriction. That's why they are filled with Yudin. And the Vav Kei in her is the discernment of Ishsut, which is the discernment of Nekudot de Sag. That's why in this Vav of Sag, there's one filling that indicates the second restriction, because the diagonal line is the meaning of the parsa that discerns between Galgalta and Anaim and the Chap. The upper Yud is the Galgalta and Anaim that remain in the degree. And the lower Hey, the lower Yud, is like Daled. It's the Achap that came down from the degree and outwards. There is the place of the Ibur of the Zon. There you get the mitigation of the quality of Din with the quality of Rachamim. That's why it's called the stomach of Ima. This is a meaning that the revelation of the female starts only from Beden of Abba Ve'ima, meaning the Ishsut, the Sod of Vav de Sag. But in the first three Potsufim, Atik and Abba Ve'ima, and the upper Abba Ve'ima, there is no revelation of the Nekeva.
Again, it begins from Yishut.
Again, what is the belly of Ima, the stomach of Ima? The place of the root of the second restriction is called the stomach of Ima, because Ima is Havaya de Sag. The Yud Kei in it is the upper Abba Ve'ima and Tamim de Sag that have no part in Tzimtzum Bet. Therefore, they are filled with Yudin, plural of Yud, and the Vav Kei in it is the Ishsut, which is the discernment of Nekudot de Sag. That's why this Vav of Sag, there's the first filling that indicates the second restriction. Because the diagonal line is the meaning of the parsa that discerns between Galgalta Enayim and the Chap. The upper yud is the meaning of Galgalta Enayim that remain in the degree. And the bottom yud, which is like Dalet, is the meaning of a Chap that came down from the degree outwards. That is the place of Ibur of Zon. There you receive the mitigation of the quality of Din, judgment, with the quality of mercy, Rachamim. That's why it's called the stomach of Ima. This is the meaning that the revelation of the female starts only from Chazeh and below the Abba Ve'ima, meaning this above mentioned Yishsut, the meaning of Vav Desag. But in the first three Paltufim, Atik and Arichan Pin Abba Ve'ima, upper Abba Ve'ima, there is no revelation of Nekeva because they are completely clean regarding the second restriction, as it was explained.
This is the division in Bina. Imaila, upper Ima, that controls above it. Everything is clean. Below her beten, below her belly, there begins to be Bria. This is the most important partsuf for us. Its head reaches up to Chokhmah. Upper Chokhmah, the purpose of creation, the thought of creation, and from its beten and below, belly, from its chazeh, the place of Ibur, of conception for the lower ones, and caring for them until they rise above through the chazeh and go higher and higher all the way to Rosh Vatzilut.
No.
I don't know what you want. You're sitting here like, oh yes. Hold on, my driver.
Bala Sulam says that God forbid, don't imagine the stomach corporeally. When he says these words, like beten, like stomach,
you hear belly, and it awakens certain distance.
Yes.
Why?
Meaning, what should I depict?
I don't know. I actually see the body, even in our world, a woman's body. It's a holy system. It gives life, gives birth. What do you mean? I'm telling you seriously. It's like a lab or a factory for making life, creating life. What is a man? Nothing. Carries a sperm inside of him. The woman, she develops it, organizes it, then gives birth to it, breastfeeds it. She has a tremendous mechanism inside. She's so complex. Look from the upper ones, from the lower ones. This is, in our world, we see that she's less connected to the occurrences of life like a man, because she's all aimed at the continuation of life. But in truth, all of creation is inside of a woman. How does that bother you? On the contrary, when I'm thinking about such systems, it's a miracle, it's a wonder. Don't take a woman, take an animal, doesn't matter, the same. Look what the Creator did. There's the development of life. And what qualities, what forms, it's highly impressive.
The Talmud 10 Sefirot is a sort of code
The study of the Ten Sefirot is a code from which we can learn about. It's the root for, say, the stomach, the woman, the embryo.
Yeah, so what's the question?
So can we learn from it or depict from it some new things? It's a kind of formula?
I'll tell you how. Simply. Everything you see in corporeality, you can imagine it in spirituality only on one condition. That you have to add the law of equivalence of form. Very simple. The law of equivalence of form. That's it. How can a drop of semen get to the womb of Ima, of the mother, when there is a equivalence of form between them? What is a drop of semen? It's my desire. I have such a desire, a point in the heart, one, like that. How can I enter upper Ima, upper mother, Imaila? According to equivalence of form, I need to equalize myself with Bina. Bina is completely to bestow, to receive nothing. So if I will be with my desire, my point in the heart, like Bina, I'm already in it, in her. How later do I strengthen myself there? By the ego that is starting to develop in me, and I'm watching after it, that this ego came to develop a firm hold in the womb for me. So I keep adding and adding to be in my point in the heart, to be grasped onto Bina and bestow more and more and more. And similarly, you can take all the months of gestation and see how we are developing as an embryo.
One more thing I wanted. He said that here, the Aleph, the filling of the Vav, the filling of the Aleph is
Parsa. Alachson, diagonal. That stands between Keter and Malchut. In the middle, Parsa.
So, this is the Ima?
Parsa is the diaphragm that separates the organs of the breathing and the organs of digestion inside a man's human body. That's how the body is divided.
Is that related to the beten, to the belly?
Look, it's more complex than that. More complex because just like we learned just now, the parsa is not exactly separating in a very sharp way between the breathing organs and the digestion organs, because we see that there is an illumination to Briah, to Yetzirah, to Asiyah, and it happens under certain conditions. Now you're getting into the study of Ten Sefirot. It's not like a clear-cut separation, but in certainly it's a diagonal. It's also positioned in diagonal inside our body, and it separates these two parts. Okay. Okay, I see that. Okay. Give? No, they don't want.
Просто вы говорили, что Атик он не относится к Цимцум Алеф.
You said that Atik is not related to Tzimtzum Aleph. Sorry, to the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet. If you could explain, please, how is that possible if the world of Atzilut comes out after Tzimtzum Bet?
Please. Every partsuf that comes out after the restriction, the second restriction, comes out on the reshima of second restriction, and if there is in it a new discernment, a new bchina, which did not participate in second restriction, then it comes out in the first restriction. For example, during the shattering of the vessels, there was an action, zivug deaka, a coupling and striking, and nikve enaim of rosh of sag, and the world of nekudim came out in katnut on reshimo bet aleph, second restriction, tzimtzum bet. Then there was an action on dalet gimel, and we got gadlut. If this gadlut greatness was successful, we would have reached the end of correction. But instead, the shattering took place because there were vessels there that were completely not ready to work in order to bestow. It shattered. The world of Nikudim shattered. All the Rishimo go up, the new Rishimo go up to Rosh of Sag, but the broken vessels fell down to the place of Bia. Then various partsufim come out on this new reshimot. Reshimot that are a result of the world of Nikudim. Those are reshimot Aleph, Shorosh, second restriction, and Dalet Gimel. From that we get the world of Atzilut. How come the world of Atzilut is coming out? It's Alef Shorosh. What kind of Rishimo can Alef Shorosh restricted in second restriction? Meaning, it's the smallest Rishimo that can be. It's a minimal force of form of life. How can additional Pratsufim come out of it? Very simple. Because the world of Atzilut is connected to the world of Nikudim, and in the world of Nikudim were left all the Rosh of the world of Nikudim. The Rosh did not shatter, only the Guf, only the body. And then all the Potsufim that come out in the world of Atzilut, on Rishimo Aleph, Shoresh, restricted, second restriction, they connect with the Potsuf, with the Rosh of the world of Nikudim, Keter and Abba Veima. And from there, from this connection, they begin to give birth to all the parts of him of Atzilut. Meaning, the question is as follows. The Rishimo dictates. And that's why the parts of him of Atik, Arachal, Pinav, Abavim, and Atzilut are very big parts of him. They connect to Keter and Abba Veima of Nikudim. Atik is taking the upper half of Keter of Nikudim. Arichanpin is taking the lower half of Keter of Nikudim. Abba Veima take Abba Veima of Nikudim. No, we have a few additions there. We made some detailed charts of who's taking whom. In short, in the world of Atzilut, there are vessels, great vessels. There's no problem there. Take these vessels from the world of Nikudim. Because the world of Nikudim, the Atzilut is the same world of Nikudim, except it takes into consideration the shattering and it reconstructs itself, corrects itself. This is what's happening. Zichron.
Good morning. First question, which is not so clear to me, we say Chokhmah cannot come below the Palsa, but here, the way he describes it in the last part we read, the lower Yud comes down below the Palsa that stands in diagonal. Also, the Palsa itself, I was certain, or I thought, that there is the Vav that is in the Aleph that discerns between the two Yudim. But here, the Vav is below all the, because it's as if it's in the Yud. So how?
No. I don't know what you're talking about. We're talking about a true Vav that is a spousa that separates the two Yud. Upper Yod is above the Parsa, and the other Yod is below the Parsa. And so that also below the Parsa will have the light of Chokhmah, yes. The lights, the letters, don't speak only of the state that we have now, but about the essence of the letters.
How does Chokhmah come below the Parsa if we say that after the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nikudim and all the... It's impossible for the Chokhmah to come down below the Parsa. Here we do see it comes down.
No, it's still not. Right now, it's only the illumination of Chokhmah that comes from Atik, because it's first restriction, it can shine, and it doesn't shine on the vessels of reception. It only shines in order to awaken the vessels. Let's say you. Without the screen, without the reflected light, you can awaken only from the light of Chokhmah. What's important to you? Money, honor, knowledge, right? Something like that. Not more. That's how it is for everyone. How to awaken you? Tell me. They'll say, yeah, you'll come in the morning lesson. Not at 3 a.m. You'll come at midnight, like King David, that he used to get up at midnight and started to study then. We would speak of bestowal all the time, how to bestow, how to give, forget about myself. Will you come?
If I'll know that Chokhmah will be revealed.
Oh, if you know that Chokhmah, yeah, of course, you're a smart guy.
Yeah, there's. Well, I learned that there's an upper Chokhmah that wants.
Okay, we understand that in Zichron we have. That's why you have an illumination from Atik. It shines. It bribes you. Hey, come here. You have something you can steal. And you come. This is the meaning of from lo lishma, we come to lishma. What is lo lishma? In order to receive. I will know the purpose of life, the essence of life. I will control this life. I'm not going to be like these others. I want to attain something in this life. That's how it is. It's only from the illumination from Atik. Illumination of Chokhmah.
Is Atik Chokhmah, or is the illumination of Chokhmah like the Yud coming down?
There's no Chokhmah. Chokhmah is only the end of correction. We don't even know what it is. Up to the end of correction, all we receive is a thin line, illumination of Chokhmah, and also this illumination. We can't really imagine what intensities are we talking about. And the illumination of Chokhmah is not for us. Still not for us. What are we going to? Matan Torah, you wrote here, that we have to go to, or a discussion? We have an hour and 20 minutes. How long is the discussion going to take?
Half an hour.
Half an hour. So?